With me today is Andrew Connell from Float Philippines, based at the Griffith University in the Gold Coast. Good day, Andrew.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How's the sunny Gold Coast doing?
It's very, very warm at the moment, actually, but it's really good.
You and a group of students from Griffith University have started a project entitled Float Philippines with a goal of training lifesavers to be based in Belair. Tell us, how did this project begin, or where did the inspiration come from?
So one of our colleges at Griffith University was over speaking in Cebu, and the head of the Australian Alumni Management from the Australian Embassy spoke to her at this event, highlighted the fact how high the drowning rates are in the Philippines, and she suggested, you know, seeing that Australia has such a reputable drowning prevention programs, that if our students could tackle a project which would help minimize the drowning rates in the Philippines. So after following that, my background in swimming and our strong sense of surf life swimming in the Gold Coast, she approached me to get a team of university students together to see if we could tackle this problem. And that's how the program started.
So you are endeavoring to train lifesavers or lifeguards in the Philippines.
Yes. So when we were looking into the issue, we noticed that surf lifesaving is something that can be easily employed in the Philippines, and by doing this, we can make tourists feel safer, reduce the drowning rates on the beaches specifically. So as part of our project, we want to bring surf lifesavers in particular to the beaches in Belair.
So they will be patrolling the beaches like here in Australia?
Yeah, so it'll be slightly different. We wanted it to fit the culture in the Philippines. So instead of flags being put up on the beach at this point in time, the resorts will hire the lifeguards to patrol the beach in front of their resort, because that's where a lot of the locals are swimming.
They will be trained by experienced lifesavers who are based in the Philippines as well.
Yeah, so that was really important that we found an accredited body that was legitimized by the Philippine Coast Guard. And we've partnered with an organization called Zambali Surf Lifesaving Incorporated, and they've agreed to work with us on this program to set up Belair Surf Lifesaving as a club, as a subdivision of their organization, and give us the skills and the logistics needed to start this club, as well as providing the training for the lifeguards.
Why Belair? Why did you choose Belair?
The reason why we chose Belair is heavily affected by typhoons, and disaster management is also a big issue in this area with flooding following the typhoons. When we were approached by the Australian Embassy and said, like, which area could we approach, we were actually put in contact with an NGO in Belair called Charlie Does, who said that there was a really big need for drowning prevention in this specific area.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've got all the equipment sorted?
Yes, yeah, so luckily the equipment's been donated by Southport Surf Lifesaving Club on the Gold Coast, and through our connections with Zambali Surf Lifesaving Association, we've organised a way to get the equipment from Gold Coast to the Philippines, which has been donated by Southport Surf Lifesaving.
All you need to raise is the funds to train these lifeguards.
Yeah, so logistically, we have the program all ready to go. We've been working on the project for 15 months now, and we believe it's almost ready to go. So we've started raising the funds to get the first batch of lifesavers trained. We've got the equipment ready to go, we've got the partnerships established, and now pretty much all that's waiting is to raise the money to get these lifesavers trained, and then the snowball effect will happen after that.
If I'm not mistaken, you've also arranged for these trained lifesavers to gain employment after.
Yes, so we've partnered with a local resort called Costa Pacifica in Belair and have an agreement with them so that once these lifesavers are trained, that they will have employment, especially seeing that we're now coming up to, you know, the busy time in the Philippines, in particular in Belair. So this resort will own hire our first lifeguards, and then we're going to be approaching other resorts to see if they'll jump on board with the program to make sure that we're have lifesavers spread across all areas of that beach in Blair.
How many lifesavers are you going to train initially?
So initially, our first batch of lifesavers will be 10.
That's a big number.
Yes, yes. So we've got 10 lifesavers teed up to be trained, and we've got their resumes in and they're ready to go. So we just need to find the money, and we're hoping to later down the track, once we get this program up and running, start training high school students to give them work over the holidays as junior lifesavers, and that experience with drowning prevention at an early age.
And I suppose you chose Blair as well because it's one of the most popular surfing places in the Philippines?
Yeah, so there's the estimated amount of tourists that go through Blair each year is in the millions, and it's only increasing. So we see that, you know, as it's a big surfing destination, it's really important that it has high-class drowning prevention in place to support not only the tourists but the locals as well.
Very inspiring thing you're doing, helping Filipinos stay afloat, as they say.
Yes, that's the goal.
So the goal is to raise $4,000 by the end of the year to kickstart the training program next year.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you very much for your time, Andrew Connell from Float Philippines.
Thank you so much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.